Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. We give you all the praise and glory. We exalt your wonderful name together. We praise the name of Jesus. We love you, Father. We glorify you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We glorify you. We glorify you, Jesus. We worship 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 you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship and glorify you. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Worship you, Father. Worship you, Father. Worship you. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Glory, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Praise and honor. Praise and honor. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. Father, we give you all the praise. We worship you this morning.
Yes.
For your great goodness and your love.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you, Father. All the glory, all the praise, all the honor. Jesus, we bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you give somebody a hug this morning? Especially our mothers. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Jesus. Stand up and go around. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Father, we glorify you. We worship you and praise and thank you for the day that we were born again. Thank you for your life. Thank you for the day that Jesus hung there for us to set us free. We thank you for that freedom today and we give you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm glad you're here this morning, especially all the mothers. And I'm glad my mother is here. And hallelujah. Miss Yolanda is here. Yay. Hallelujah. Her handsome husband and good-looking son. Glory. How many of you would like an opportunity to be able to give this morning before we go into honoring our mothers? I'm going to make this real simple. Why don't you just go ahead and pray and ask him what he'd have you to give. And maybe you've come in here knowing that already, but if not, be a good time to consider it. So let's just ask, go before the Lord. And this offering, of course, is taking us, helping us go into revival and doing everything that we do around here on a continual basis. So Father, we worship you. We glorify you and thank you for everything that you are, everything that you provided for us. So we're asking right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'll take us into that next place. We thank you, Lord, for all the mothers that are here and all the family members representing those mothers. Lord, we're asking that as we worship you this morning, that we'll be able to honor. We'll honor you, but we'll honor also them for what they've done and the sacrifices they've made. And Father, we're just asking you to bless this time of giving, and we give you all the praise for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Stand with me one more time. And if you have something that you can bring forward, go ahead. All right, stretch your faith this way, and we'll just bless it. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, we thank you for the revival that is pending and the outpouring. Lord, we give you all glory. We thank you for it. Thank you for all this giving this morning. We give you all the praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Let me just exhort you a little bit, and then we're going to honor our mothers. Hallelujah. Turn with me to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, chapter 2. If your mother is here today or where you can reach her, I hope you honor her. I hope that, well, even if she's in heaven, maybe you can ask Jesus to say hi for you. Hallelujah. Glory. Do you have scripture on that? Not really, but I bet he's just good enough to do that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope you're intending on doing something good for your mother today if she's around. And if your mother's not, and you're married, and she's the mother of your children, so I hope that you take her out someplace nice, do something for her. Don't make her fix for you, and let her supersize anything she wants to supersize. She can play in the cage with the kids if she... You know, it doesn't always have to be a fine restaurant. Our girls usually take their mom someplace. Today it's going to be different. They wanted a picnic today. So you can just go in the backyard and picnic. We're not going to the backyard. But do something that mom likes to do, okay? Do something that she likes to do. In a few moments, we're going to have our mothers come up here. We're going to pray over them and honor them. And we're going to hear from some. But let's just look at the Word of God for just a few moments before we do. You come up and let's just get ready to worship the Lord and honor our mothers. Father, we just bless you this morning. Now, we know that this, Lord, is a particular day that is set aside by tradition. But, Lord, from the very beginning, one of the Ten Commandments that you placed within us, now it's part of the moral code, the very law that's written in our nature, is to honor thy father and thy mother. So I pray today that, Lord, that same honor that's there, it's a part of who we are. Lord, I pray that it'll begin to just emanate, it'll have its purpose, it'll have its part. Father, I pray that there'll come a healing. Lord, I pray that the very healing power, not the physical healing, but the emotional healing. For Lord, we live in an hour where the very wonderful role of the mother has been so desecrated by the world and by the doctrines of the world that, Lord, that which you first formed is hardly seen. But in this renewal, in this restoration that's coming on the planet, we're asking the full role, not only of the father, but of the mother, will be restored. Lord, this is part of revival. This is part of what we call restoration. It's that the very mind of God for mothers restored on the planet, restored in the church, restored in the house of God. So, Father, we're asking this morning that as we honor our mothers, we honor these women that are here, those that have even passed on, and those that maybe are not here but are represented by children, men and women that are here. Father, we pray that that work, that continual work of restoration in our hearts and understanding what is the mind of the Lord for this day and hour will come to full maturity, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. The Bible says, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is bone, now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." If we started in 19, it says, "Out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field." Just back up, and it says, "Every fowl of the air, and brought unto them, unto Adam, to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names unto all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him." That helpmeet is the word helper. He didn't have a helper. "And the Lord," we'll read it again, "and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from Adam made he woman, and brought her unto the man." It doesn't say it here, but when he did, Adam goes, "Whoa, this is wonderful. Whoa, whoa, this is great." And Adam said, in verse 23, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." And this is the first time that the word mother is used in the Bible. "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother," and she had not yet mothered children. She had not yet conceived. They had not yet even come together as husband and wife, and Adam is prophesying. And Adam prophesies from the mind of Christ, from the very mind of God. And he says here, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Now, the first role that the woman took was to become the wife. But as that happened, he prophesied her motherly role. And the word mother in the Hebrew means a binder of the family. Very simply, it's the word AME, A-M-E, long A. It's simple, but it means one who binds, in the Hebrew, one who binds the family together. The binding of the family together was the first place that God called the mother to be part of. Now, that binding of the family Of course, if you begin to study Scripture and understand Scripture, in chapter 3, Eve is called the mother of all living. Her role, the binder of the family, was called the mother of all living. She was supposed to bring her children under the teaching and the administration of Almighty God. The modern role of the mother is so misconstrued. You know, the binding of the family is for one purpose. The binding of the family was for, first and foremost, was to bind them to God. It was first and foremost to lay the principles. Yes, there's a priestly role of the father, but the mother was the glue. She was what brought the whole family together to say, the precepts that you're hearing your father teach, or if that father was not available, she was supposed to lay those down. She was supposed to bind the family together and teach the family the principles of God. The modern mother, now I'm not speaking of all you women in this room and all the women that may be hearing the sound of my voice through the internet, but the mystique, what's out there in the world today, is not a picture of what God laid down for the mother to be from the very beginning. In fact, the world has taken away from that. It's not elevated it, but it's demeaned it. The mother of today, a lot of times, most of the time, doesn't understand her, I want to say priestly, that usually is the word that is given to the man, but there is a priestess, or there is someone that actually is supposed to be a part of binding her family much closer to God. We live in an era, and we live in a time where, because it's not taught, because mothers become mothers before they're supposed to be, or they're not trained by a mother that knows God. And by the way, the Word of God does say in the book of Deuteronomy, one of the Ten Commandments is honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. A lot of times, now that, there's one place that says honor your father and mother in the Lord, but the beginning commandment, one of the Ten Commandments, says honor thy father and thy mother. That's unconditional. Did you hear me? That's unconditional. Sometimes, a lot of times, people will say, well, you don't know what kind of mother I had. Listen, the Word says to honor them. That means to love them. No matter what they did or what they did not do or what they did not provide or what you feel like where they let you down, one of the very first places the Holy Spirit can begin to use your life and open you up to a healing is that when you begin to understand, no matter where mother was at or was not, now I'm standing in a room of some wonderful mothers, but maybe you're sitting here also with some memories of some things where things did not turn out the way you thought they should have been. The Word of God says that we're to honor our father and mother. And even if they're in heaven or if they're someplace else, there's supposed to be some kind of response in our heart that says, Lord, I want to walk in that place where all forgiveness, the forgiveness that you've given me, that I'm able to give to them. Amen. Praise the Lord. The modern mother today is seen mostly a lot of times as a career woman. Now, a lot of women, a lot of mothers have to work because they just have to. But some mothers today are working because they're putting their career first. You know what's first? Your first place should be your children. Your first place should be your children. Now, I thank God my mom's here. I didn't know if she was going to be here this morning. I think I condemned her into it. She called this morning. I'm not coming. And I made her feel bad, so bad about not coming that she's here. Praise God. If you can't get them here by love, then just get them here any way you can. Praise the Lord. I'm just kidding. I thank God that mama was always there when I got off the school bus. Now, some of your mothers, you can't do that. But you know what you can do? You can be more than a soccer mom. You can be more than just, I'm not against soccer moms, but too many women today believe that if they give their kids sports, if they give them activities, if they give them things to occupy them, that somehow they're showing them, that's good, do all that. But at the end of the day, teach them Jesus. Teach them the principles of God. Teach them the love of God. Teach them, bind them together for eternity. Let them have something that they can look back on and say, Mama taught me these things. Even if Daddy was not in the home, Mama taught me these things. Mama was a big part of my life in teaching me the principles of God. Turn with me to 2 Timothy just for a moment. Hallelujah. Are you glad you're here this morning? 2 Timothy chapter 1. Mothers, you have an incredible place to hold. And I don't know anybody that's always perfect. All of us have made mistakes. As you may have children that are still in the home. You may have children that are grown and are not in Christ. It's never too late to be a godly mother. It's never too late to bind the home together. Well, how can I do that when they're not even in the home? You can pray for them on a continual basis. Don't speak negative words over their life. The word does not say speak those things that are as though they are. It says speak those things that be not as though they are. In other words, speak to that wayward son. Speak to that wayward daughter. Make a covenant with your lips. Here's the covenant with your lips. I will not speak negatively of them. I will not speak what I see about them. Even when it sounds like a lie, do you know God's word is truth above all fact? Oh, come on. And the very first thing, you know, one of the reasons why that mothers a lot of times will not go after their children in the spirit is because they feel so guilty about their own shortcomings. Do you know there's a verse in the Bible that says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, if we confess our sins before Him, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to do what? Cleanse us. You know what the cleansing of? One is forgiveness. The other one is cleansing. Do you know that you can feel the cleansing is what makes you feel so worthy to be the intercession for that son or daughter? The cleansing is the part that comes into your memories, and even if you remember something where you failed, it feels like it wasn't you that did it. It was somebody else. That gives you the strength to stand up and say, I have a right. You know why there's so much lawlessness in America? Is because fathers and mothers will not correct their children because they realize their own mistakes. Oh, come on. They realize they see their own mistakes. Mothers will not discipline their children and say, I'm going to take you to church because they've seen their own failings and their faults. There's forgiveness. That's where it starts. There's cleansing. That's where it starts. Mothers, many mothers, maybe under the sound of my voice, maybe in this room, maybe over the internet that'll hear this, who have chosen at times not to be mothers, not only in the home, but actually to destroy the very child that was in their womb. Do you know there's forgiveness? There's washing. You can go on from there. There's cleansing. But it's important that the church that is coming of age realize that God has given to you, mothers, something that He has only given to you, and that is to bind the family together. Well, my family's not in my home anymore. That doesn't matter. They're still your children. They're still your offspring. Go to the blood of Jesus and become that priest or that person who is supposed to be the intercessor for their life. You can change their future through your intercession. Hallelujah. You can change their future. There will be sons and daughters that will not be in hell as a result of your prayers and your prayers alone. And if you let the stinking devil beat you up over your faults and you don't feel like you're worthy to intercede for them because of how you failed them at one point or time, the devil will cheat you out of all of the blessedness of being the end time intercessor that you're supposed to be. Tell him to shut up. Tell him to shut up. It's in the past. Praise God. It's in the past. And we're going forward. Mothers, you're called as intercessors. You're called as binders of the home. You're called as women that will do wonderful things in the earth. You're Deborahs. I wish we could go into the story of Deborah in the book of Judges. But you're Deborahs in the earth. And Deborah was called a mother in Israel. Hallelujah. Hello, mothers in Israel. That's where we get that term from. You're called of God. I don't care if you're 17 or 75. And I don't care if your children are serving God or not serving God. Your mothers in Israel, you must stand up in this last hour and say, I will call on God and my children will not go into hell. And I will help raise up a generation. If my children are 5 years old, I'm going to raise them to know God. I'm going to love God more. You know, the generation that we're in today is, it's really male or female, it's loving self more. Mothers say, I will not love self more. What is the best for that child? How can I spend time in prayer? How can I nurture that? What my career doesn't matter. That child's future matters. My glamour doesn't matter. That child's future matters. My popularity, that's the way the world is. That's the way the world thinks. Not you mothers, not you Deborahs, not you women of God. Praise God. Praise God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, Paul said this to his son in the Spirit. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy, which I call to remembrance of thy unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also. Hallelujah. Paul was admonishing one of his sons in the faith. And he says, the faith that unwavering, unfeigned faith, that impartial faith, that faith that is so strong inside of you that God can lay a dispensation to you and call you as the church, the pastor of the church of Ephesus. He said, this unfeigned faith is in you primarily because it was in your grandmother, and your grandmother passed it down to her daughter, and her daughter passed it down to you, son. They passed it down to you. This unwavering faith, it came from them. It was in them. And they taught you from a child. They taught you from a child. Now, amazing enough, a lot of that was Old Testament scripture that was given. But the power of it, when Timothy heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was already so discipled by his grandmother, by his mother, And I don't know how long the message of Christ had been in the earth. Maybe Timothy was born under that. I'd have to go back and find out. But I do know this, that Paul says this faith is in you as a result of your grandmother. Listen, I don't know how much longer we're going to be on the planet. I don't know. I think that we're towards the end. I do believe that. But what you mothers are placing in your children right now must have a posterity to it that will endure generation after generation. There are young men that are 4 and 5, 6, 7, 10 years old, young women that will be part of the raging revival. They'll be part of that. I hope that I'm here also. I believe that I will be. But if I'm not, I must provide a posterity for my grandchildren to say that granddaddy or papa went to heaven believing, and we're part of that. It was instilled in us. Mothers believe this. Your greatest call, the greatest thing you can possibly do is to continue to teach them Jesus Christ. Continue to teach them the principles of God. Continue to teach them the power of the Holy Spirit. And continue to teach them that they can make a difference in the earth. They can make a difference. The ones that are going off to college, the ones that are going to be professionals, the ones that are going to be the next generation. And don't ever forget, wherever your kids are right now, you can make a difference. How so? Through the power of your prayers. Don't ever stop praying for them. Don't ever stop praying for them. Well, I'm asking our prayer group to pray for them. I'm asking women in the prayer group to pray for them. Their prayers will not have the strength that yours. Why? Because you birthed them. Don't go on some field trip in the flesh and lay around and say, I'm just too depressed to pray for my kids. Your prayers are the ones that will make the difference for their life. Well, I'm supposed to be nice to you mothers. Thank you. Thank you. You're the binder. You're the binder. Well, I feel too bad today to pray. Listen, this is where you get to exercise. This is where you get to lay down your life. Put aside whatever you're going through long enough to spend quality time for your children in prayer. It will make a major difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If daddy doesn't go with you, you must go. If husband doesn't go with you, you must go. God will bypass him. He'll go around him. If he will not be the man, if he will not put his big boy pants on, he needs to, but if he won't, the anointing will rest 100% on your prayers. And you can have a major difference for their lives. I love all you mothers. I love my mother so much. Thank you, Mom, for giving me life. Hallelujah. And thank you for dedicating me to the Lord. Now, not all mothers come in to that at 17 years old. Now, I don't remember it. I was there, but I don't remember it. But in the hospital. That's why preachers, listen, don't worry about a preacher dedicating your child. You dedicate your child. But what happened, from what I understand from her testimony, is that she committed to serving God at 17. I will follow you, God, and then I lift him up. If you're not going to serve God, your children can't serve God. Or they can, but it's going to be hard for them. Somebody else will have to live the example. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you love the Lord? How many are glad for your mother? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just listening. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amber, I think you had something you wanted to share.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. This is to my mom. Mom, it's like 7:45 on Saturday morning, and how Dad asked me to say something today crosses my mind again. The girls are still sleeping, so I figure I better get it done. I've started this letter at least a dozen times over the past 3 days, but kept having to stop because the girls always needed something. I've been kind of stumped on what I wanted to say to you today, but early this morning around 4 a.m., as I leaned over Isla to check her breathing for at least the sixth time since I put her to bed, this thought hit me, that once upon a time that baby was me and that mother was you. It started a chain reaction in my mind of how many times you must have done that with me and Davy, having that constant need to know that we're okay. I begin to think about how we were your babies. This might sound kind of crazy, but I've always known I loved you and you loved me, but I don't believe until I became a mother myself that I really understood how deeply you loved us and all you went through. These little people come into our lives and turn a woman into a warrior. We are usually the first people up and the last to go to bed. They also hold the power to rip our hearts out should one of them get hurt. And for years and years, you're needed more than anyone else in their lives. And then one day, they grow up. And suddenly you have to let go a little, or maybe a lot. I can't even imagine at this point in my life what that must feel like. But when I look at my children, I know exactly how you felt about us. It's overwhelming to know that you love me that way. Thank you for every sleepless night, every kissed boo-boo, and simply for giving me life. When it comes time for me to slowly let go, I know you'll be there to show me the way. I know this part comes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. I love you so much, and me and Davy are so blessed that you're our mama. You're quite a legacy to live up to, but we're both going to try. And I guess I should add... It wasn't written in here, but most importantly, thank you for introducing us to Jesus.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom, and happy Mother's Day to my girls, most wonderful women I know, and the closest ones to me that I know. Happy Mother's Day, my sister back there. Well, you know, what is it about us women? We want to cry. But I want to interrupt just for a moment because this is on my heart. There's a place down the road called the Immokalee Pregnancy Center. And it's a very blessed place, very blessed clinic. And it helps young women choose whether or not to keep their children. And they have a pretty good successful rate of causing young mothers to keep their babies. So the baby bottles that you see in the back are containers that want to hold your money to give to them. So if you want to grab one of those bottles, we're going to have them there for the next month until Father's Day. And then we'll collect them and turn them in. So be blessed as you bless that ministry. And also all the books and tapes that are on the back table, those are all free. I cleaned out the office, decided to give away a bunch of stuff. So that's free to anybody that wants to take any of it. I was sitting there on the front row this morning and listening to the worship music. And as I was sitting there, I began to just, you know how we do, last minute. I didn't prepare anything for this morning, but God knows. His word says that he will give us a word in due season, but he also said not to worry about what you're going to say. You know, when you have fellowship with him all the time, his words will just fill your mouth, and he'll say what he wants to say and get done what he wants to get done at the right time. And so as I sat there, I was like, okay, Lord, here I am, fixing to stand up in about 3 minutes. What do you want me to say this morning? And I went to my helpful little notepad here and searched mother. And God, so many scriptures came up. And I was like, okay, what do you want, Lord? And I'm looking, you know, and he's so faithful. He gave me what he has on his heart. And the lady I want to talk to you about this morning isn't quite like Deborah's past. But I encourage you to read it sometime. It's in Joshua, the first few chapters, and her name is Rahab. But she's in the same place today as Deborah is. She ended up being a wonderful woman in her life. God used her. But anyhow, the word mother was in this one scripture that I want to read. And I began to wonder about this. I'd never seen this before, and I don't even really know, you know, what the Lord wants me to say about this. But it says, In Joshua chapter 2, verse 18, "Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee." And I began to notice the color of this thread, scarlet. And I was like, it's like the Lord was saying, you see, it's not green, blue, yellow. It's a scarlet thread. And I just began to wonder, Lord, is this a shadow of the blood of Jesus that we have covering us since the Lord was slain in his blood? And I began to look at it as if us, and I'll say as mothers, but all of us, we are intercessors for our families, us that know the Lord. And I think we need to bind that scarlet thread around our loved ones, the blood of Jesus. We need, as we pray for them, remember what Rahab did. She was not a woman of God at the time, but God used her. And I'm going to go and show you where she's listed at in the New Testament. Some of you already know where I'm going. Chapter of faith, by faith. I want to just say Rahab, but the word does call it the harlot Rahab. "Perish not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace." Hebrews 11, verse 21 or 31. It just amazes me how God could use her. You know, when we think in the flesh, like, my God, why would you use a woman like that? Why wasn't it a Deborah or someone along those lines? But it just shows the love of God that he doesn't care where you've come from or what you have done. He wants to be able to bind the scarlet thread around you and bring you in. And he will keep you and keep you safe. And I'm going to have to go back to where I was just at because I just missed a scripture. And I'm almost done. In Joshua. Y'all take time and read the first few chapters of Joshua, and it's quite a story. Joshua chapter 3. And I like to use this one because I know Homer has been really caught up in the living God. Talking about the living God. Well, this is what God did for Rahab and Joshua. He says, "And Joshua said," this is what God can do for them, "Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and all the Amorites, and the Jebusites, and all the Ites." All the devils. So, you know, just chapter 2, he talks about Rahab, how she hid the spies and was used of God. God just rescued her life. And then in chapter 3, he talks about how that they were delivered. So anyway, that's what I have to share with you today, that let's continue to be those warriors that Amber was talking about and be those intercessors and continue to bind that scarlet thread. Blind blood of Jesus around our loved ones, our families, and all those around us. Amen. As the Lord leads, you know, I'm just thinking of this. You know, sometimes it's like, what is the woman called? The virtuous woman. So many people describe that as being a woman, just one woman. That's not what that is. The virtuous woman is the church. So just one woman, don't try to spend umpteen hours praying for umpteen people. Let God speak to your heart for the one to pray for and draw them in. And he can use you in that. Your heart will be in it a whole lot more than trying to spread yourself out amongst so many, trying to cover the whole world in prayer. Pray for those that as he leads, as he guides you to pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thanks, Candy. One of the most beautiful stories in the Bible is one that Candy just was reading just a portion of scripture from. And she leaned over before service and said, "How does this apply? And does this apply?" And she was reading that, and it was amazing that Rahab, now here's a woman that just prior was a harlot. She was a harlot. And she was a harlot in the city of Jericho. But she became a repentant harlot. She realized that the God of Israel had come to her front door. And when he came to her front door, she accepted. That was the plan of salvation right then. That got her later. And you know what the amazing part is? Now, our Lord and Savior was born of a virgin. But the lineage that came down, the physical lineage, it's understood that Rahab was one of his great-great-grandmothers. Hallelujah. She played the part of becoming part in the lineage, the physical lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? And the Bible says in that scripture that Candy read that she bound that scarlet thread and brought her whole house into that place. Isn't that amazing? Now God honored a harlot, an ex-harlot, by just the obedience of a scarlet thread. Praise God. Do you think he might change and move a lot of things around through your prayers, mothers? Hallelujah. We're going to honor all of our mothers right now. And I clarify this each year because it's very important. If you've not given physical birth, but you have worked with children to nurture them, like an orphanage or a child has been placed under your direct care, there were 11 years of my oldest daughter's life that for the biggest part of those years, five children that are my grandchildren, I mean, they're just as much a part of my life, you know, as any other. They were placed, and a couple of them are here this morning. They were placed in her care, and she raised them, helped raise them as a mother. And every year, I would make sure she was standing up here. Now, she has a couple of her own, and a couple physical of their own, I should say. But they're still in her household. So being a mother is not always just what has come out of the womb. There's a physical and there's a spiritual womb. And the spiritual womb is those that you continually nurture and you believe for and you pray for and you've taken care of. So I'm going to ask right now that all of our mothers would stand. If you're here this morning, that you go ahead and stand, please. Some of you are real slow about it, like we're not quite sure after all of that. Hallelujah. And Candy, I don't know if you have somebody helping you with you. But I'd ask for honor and for us praying over you mothers, if you'd please all come down. If you'll all come down to the front. If any of your mothers are having a more difficult time standing, help me out. Where's my ushers at? Rex, can you please come here? Thank you, sir. It's been a long time since you heard me say Rex. Rex is he's a great friend. Rex, can you get a couple of chairs? I don't know where. There's Carl. I could have grabbed Carl. Carl, I was looking for you. I was usually see Carl and Alex and Renee up front here, but okay, if you can sit, Yolanda there. Mom, you probably need a chair here. Any of you other mothers need a chair? Hallelujah. If you need a chair, they'll provide you one. You may be standing just for a moment. Hallelujah. Right. Candy, why don't you go ahead and give each of the mothers a praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to ask a few of our mothers to pray for whatever the Holy Spirit places on their hearts. Not an eternal prayer. Eternal prayers are ones that last forever. Don't make up your prayer time here this morning. Save it for tomorrow. But allow the Holy Spirit to just speak. We want you to pray over not only the mothers that are here, but also the future generations or whatever the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Hallelujah. Mothers, first of all, I want to say I love you. And we do honor you here. We so much honor you. Hallelujah. I'm just going to give the mic to a few people, a few of these ladies. Miss Barbara, would you please pray?
Father, we just thank you this morning for all the women that are here and all the mothers, those that have birth and those that have not, but yet they are mother and caregivers of all the young children. We thank you, Father, for our heritage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Rosalinda, she can't separate her from this little one here long enough to pray. Hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you for you, Jesus, for giving us another year of life here at the Family Prayer Center, Father. And we pray for all the mothers, Lord, that you bless them spiritually and physically, Father, that they may grow more and more in you, Jesus. And we just ask that you bless them today, Father, that they go out and just love on you, Jesus. We thank you and we worship you, Father. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Maria, would you please pray?
Thank you. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your extravagant love, Lord, over us, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to pour your extravagant mercy, Lord, and your grace, Lord, and your forgiveness, Lord, over us, Lord. Father, just pour into us, Lord, as we pour into our family, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that that grace, Lord, that we receive, Lord, the extravagant grace, Lord, for this year, Lord, will be, Lord, to stand, Lord, for your righteousness, Lord. Father, that we would not bend, Lord, to compromise, Lord. Father, for we know, Lord, you are faithful, Lord. Father, as we lay hands on our children, Lord, and pray for them, Lord, Father, that we would stand for your righteousness, Lord, yes. No matter what we see, Lord, what we feel, Lord, a lot of times, Lord, we're moved, Lord, by our mother's heart, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, and I ask you right now, Lord, to strengthen that heart, Lord. Father, that we would stand for your righteousness, Lord, that we would love what you love, Lord, and hate what you hate, Lord. Yes. Father, and bring a tenderness to our hearts, Lord, that when we're facing, Lord, compromise, Lord, that we would stand, Lord, boldly and strong, Lord, for you. But yes. With love, Lord.
Yes.
Father, that love, Lord, that words, Lord, would pierce, Lord, and would stand.
Yes.
Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've made us the binders, Lord, of our homes, Lord. Father, and we say yes, Lord, to you and what you want from us, Lord, and what you ask for us, Lord. We receive your grace, your mercy, and forgiveness in your precious blood. We pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Father, you're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. I praise you this morning for your love and how you've reached out so many times with your love. When we would feel, I would feel, Lord, that I couldn't go on any longer. But you reached out and you touched me. And I thank you just like this morning. How it seemed impossible that I would be here, but I'm here. And I praise you, and I will praise you for as long as there is breath in my body. I will praise the living God. I praise you this morning. I praise you this morning. And I know that every woman up here is feeling that same presence. And we just glorify the name of Jesus and how sweet your presence is this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
My family and I have been, one of the classes that we've been taking is called Developing Victorious Prayer. And we've been taught the many definitions of prayer. And one of those definitions is to make a vow. So I'm going to make this vow publicly for my mother and for my mother's mother, the heritage that's been passed to me. I publicly make this vow that I will walk in love and forgiveness towards my sister and towards my mother, my father, and my brother. Father, I forgive. I walk in forgiveness towards my sister and towards my brother. And I vow to love them and to walk in unity with them. And I do this, Father, because of your faithfulness and because of my mother's faithfulness. And I give this to her as a gift today on Mother's Day. That I love my brother and my sister. We were brought up in you, Jesus. We were brought up to love you. And because of that love, I love you, Nita, and I love you, John. And any ought that I have against you, I lay it at your feet, Jesus. I have no ought against my brother and my sister, but I walk in forgiveness towards them, and I love them. And I'll walk out that love, Jesus. Bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Talia, please.
I just want to pray. A lot of us have not had this heritage that the pastor speaks of. That doesn't mean, like he said, that your prayers are not as important.
That's right.
I had a wonderful mother, and she prayed, but she did not have a mother. Her mother left her at about 8 years old. So sometimes I feel she didn't have all the knowledge that we have, but she did pray, and we weren't raised with all this like pastor has. So I felt a lot of times that, you know, I made a lot of mistakes. But there was one time at the altar, and Pastor prophesied. I'm sorry. He wasn't prophesying to me, but he prophesied. The Lord was speaking, and he said, you haven't done anything so bad to your children, you know, by mistake, or some people do it on purpose, but in my case, by mistake, that I can't fix. He said, through your prayers. So it doesn't matter what your heritage was, mistakes you've made.
That's right.
He said, you pray, and I can fix whatever the problems were.
Yes.
So every time I feel incompetent, I rely on that prophecy. Lord, there isn't anything that I could do so badly that you can't fix. So mothers, your prayers matter. Continue to pray. The devil would have you believe they don't, or you're not good enough. But they matter. Continue.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you stand, please, as a congregation? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And would you stretch your faith this way? Just put... Father, we worship you. We're so thankful for our mothers, those that are here and those that are not here, those that are in heaven, those that even may not yet even be in Christ. One thing that we do know, Lord, it's a plus to have a godly heritage, and these are making that stand to give to their children that godly heritage. But even if it's a beginning today, there is nothing the blood of Jesus Christ does not change in just a moment's time. So, Father, I bless all these mothers. And I bless the mothers that are represented by the young men or older men or women that are here today, those that are seated or those that are standing here with us. Father, touch their lives. Lord, those that are standing here, we pray that in this year to come, in the months to come, in the days to come, even in this day, that, Lord, that you'll begin a process in them towards the end. This restoration on the planet that we're asking you for will not be accomplished without the power of the intercession of these women. I pray that you will begin to draw them into those places. That, Lord, that which you desire from them becomes a part of their life, becomes a part of the very heartthrob of their heart every night and every day. Raise these up, Lord. Raise these up and place a special blessing upon them today of intimacy. Visit them, Lord, in the quiet hours of their life, wherever that's at, if it's in the early mornings or the late night, or even if you wake them up to whisper sweet words of intimacy to them. Let them appear before your throne often, and let them have the glory of your grace come upon them, your powerful anointing. And I pray that things will begin to fall off their life, things of oppression, things of fear, things of torment, things, Lord God, concerning the physical body and also the spiritual. Father, let emotional healing come to them that they may all the more lift themselves up as intercessors and bring forth this great, great plan. Oh, the awesomeness of this plan in the earth, Lord. All these prayers that are going to be lifted up and are being lifted up. Father, in Jesus' name, we release them unto you. In the power of this moment, we give unto you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Mothers, be blessed. Hallelujah. Let's give them a great big hand, can't we? Hallelujah. This will conclude our Mother's Day service. Thank you all for coming. Mothers, I hope you have a wonderful day. Hallelujah. We'd have loved to got more for you than just the roses. But Father's Day, we're going to have big gift certificates to Bass Pro. So all you fathers, be here. Amen. No partiality intended. All right. God bless you. We love you.